There's no self-pity with cancer. Charlie winced, rolled over, and looked out the window. It was gray and gloomy. Or is it there's no self-pity in football? He wondered, trying to get his mind off the pain. He'd read that somewhere and couldn't remember. He squinted into the fog outside his window, trying to recall. His head was just as hazy as it was outside. The drugs did that to him. His arm ached from the needles. The docs had suggested installing a portacath, but he'd resisted. It sounded terminal to him. It was time for it, though. His throat was raw. The hospital bedsheets caught, then tugged and twisted his bad leg. His body twitched back hard. God, that hurt! He cursed, gritting and wincing again. Everything hurt during chemo. Bone pain, nausea, and that constant headache. This was way worse than he had feared. His spirit grew dark. The only thing he felt like doing was crying, but that was not allowed. Then the unthinkable words drifted through his brain fog. God, please let me die. Ache upon ache. The cancer had been diagnosed just 2 months back, but Charlie's outlook on life was already pretty bleak. He'd been unhappy, discontented for a long time. He'd lost touch with joy, was wrapped up in worry. Gotta make more money. Who will pay the bills? Pay for college for the girls? Will I be there to dance at their weddings? Everybody seems to be going about their lives at full speed. What about me? He'd been plagued by thoughts like this for some time. The cancer just inflamed all his old anxieties. But now his body was dwindling, too. He could see that in the mirror. From time to time, his patience would snap and he'd explode at somebody. Anybody would do, as long as he got it out. He had to get his mind off this killing pain and fatigue. His screwed-up balance. Meat-red sore throat. Fever. The dryness, metal taste, and ulcers in his mouth. Baldness. And the constant all-over ache. And this was only phase one of three. Daily body massages eased the throbbing, but the relief only lasted so long. The nurses kept a close watch on his meds, but most of the time he just wanted another hit. The cancer support group wasn't helping much. You'll get better, they'd say, pouring forth heaping ladles of chicken soup encouragement. Oh my God, please wipe those smiles off your faces, he'd think. His voice echoing angrily inside his head. Just shut up, you have no clue. You lie here for a month and then see if you're so chirpy. Their sunny bullcrap was more than he could take most days. Charlie talked to himself a lot. His mind drifted again. He felt empty, angry, pained, driven, hopeless. Emotional and spiritual agony blackened every moment. He was limp from exhaustion. Vince Lombardi's words drifted into his thoughts, something Lombardi was quoted as saying shortly before he succumbed to cancer. Fatigue makes cowards of us all.